The sixth Saliya of Mishpatim is different than the other content in the Parsha so far, and begins with the language, Hinei Anochi Shalech Malach Lefanecha Lishmarcha Badarech Laviachel Hamakom Asher Hachinosi. I will send a Malach, I will send a messenger in front to guard you. Rashi says that this indicates to us that there will be sin in the future from the Jewish people, but the Ramban understands this is actually a reference to the Malach in the time of Yehoshua, who will go ahead of them in wartime. The Netziv understands differently that this is a reference to the Midbar here, and that just as earthly kings sometimes have an attendant or a minister who comes with them and acts as a source of honor to the king and accomplishes their tasks, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu functions the same way and has a Malach accompany him here in the Midbar and accomplishes certain tasks on his behalf as an honor guard. And in the same sense, he interprets the next pasuk, Kishamer miponav ushma v'kolo, al tamer bo kilo yisa l'fishachem, kishmi v'kirbo. So you should listen to him and obey him and not defy him, because he is not going to pardon your offense, because Kadosh Baruch Hu says, my name is within him. And then Netziv explains, just like with a human king, their emissaries may perhaps forgive an insult against them, but not if the king is standing right there. And this notion of Kishmi Bekerbo, the Oznaim Torah adds that this is a reference to specifically the Chet HaEgel, in keeping with what the Rambam explains, that Avodah Zarah begins with people thinking that they should just show honor to God's assistance, and that turns into worship. So here this is being warned about, and don't think that just because there is a assistant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that should be a subject of worship. And the Avodah Zarah is the subject as we look to Pasuk Chaf Dalet, where we're told, Lo Sishtachav Ha'Elohehem, V'lo Sa'avdeim, V'lo Sa'asech Ma'asehem. And here, this is a reference to these nations that will be conquered by the Jewish people, and it seems to be surprising that there would be a thought of worshipping their gods. And in the Shirei Chumash of Simcha Maimon, he notes that this is what we also find in Sefer Dvarim, in Parak Yud Beis, a similar language, and the point is that you should learn from what happened to them and realize that their worship of these gods is a cause of their destruction. But indeed, the more direct interpretation is also relevant, that sometimes indeed it happens that conquerors take on the culture of those who are conquered, and the Torah is warning us not to follow that path. Rather, says Pasuk Chaf Hei, Vavadatem Eis Hashem Elokeichem, Uverachas Lach Mochav Yesmei Melcha V'Hasirosi Machala Mikirbecha. You shall worship God. And the Oznaim HaTorah notes that here it is suddenly a plural language, and this shows the importance of Tefillah B'Tzibur. But as the Lev Eliyahu points out, we have the singular language as well, because everyone is capable of praying, but the quality and the impact of the Tefillah is variable in accordance with the stature of the individual. Language of Uverach es Lachmucha, the Gemara Maseches Brachos on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, understands that from here we see that one needs to make a bracha on bread. The Sifri in Ekev quotes this pasuk to show that bread is blessed even after it's been eaten, and that is a source of ongoing hashkacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk ends with these words, V'hasirosi machala mikirbecha, I will remove illness from you. And one could have thought that maybe that should come first, that if he's blessing food and also taking away illness, that it's more important that we should be cured of the illness rather than given blessed bread. And the Oznaim HaTorah, Lutzkarov, comments on this, that the message is that perhaps you'll have a circumstance where you'll be ill, and the doctor will say that you can't enjoy food or drink, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu is promising that he will take away that illness that gets in the way. The Chasam Sofer adds an interpretation here that the Torah had just warned us not to worship the assistance of God, not to worship the sun and the moon, and there is also an effect that the sun and the moon have on people just as a matter of nature, that they can bring about illnesses and that they can cause natural phenomena that can be of a danger to people. And this pasuk is promising us that if we worship God and don't worship the sun and the moon themselves, so then we will be saved from the consequences that could otherwise happen through these natural phenomena. So therefore, the language here, V'yavadetem es Hashem Elokeichem, if you worship God instead, so then your food will be unaffected. Uverach es lachmacha, won't be hurt by the sun. And the moon that controls the tides, the water will not overtake you, but instead, v'es meimecha, your water will also be blessed. And all of these problems will be removed from you. V'hasirosi machala mikirbecha, you won't suffer at all from these forces of nature you may have otherwise thought to worship. And instead, you recognize that God is in control.